Good morning. A weak disturbance passing south of Long Island is producing a decent amount of clouds across parts of the region, and even some showers in southern New England this morning. The showers will make their way off the coast, and a drier trend will take shape for the latter portion of the morning and into the afternoon. In fact, most of the region will have a fair mixture of sunshine and clouds today. At this point, we'll turn our attention to a weak trough of low pressure currently sweeping through southern Quebec and Ontario and through the eastern Great Lakes. This trough and its associated energy will act on a bit more humidity today, and with high temperatures in the middle 80s, we run the risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm through the afternoon hours. Behind the trough will tend to dry it out tonight. With partly cloudy skies, areas of fog will develop, and it will be seasonably mild with temperatures in the lower to mid-60s with some 50s across the higher terrain. High pressure will build in for the day tomorrow with mostly sunny skies, humidity down a touch as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s. This will set us up for a good start to the upcoming weekend with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday, more warm weather, and a touch more humidity, but again, highs will be in the middle to upper 80s. The next disturbance, associated with a seasonably deep trough of low pressure pivoting through the Great Lakes and into our region, will head our way on Sunday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will become humid, with scattered showers and thunderstorms more numerous through the afternoon and into the evening hours. High temperatures on Sunday will be in the middle 80s. On Monday, behind this system, breezy and cooler with falling humidity values, a mix of sun and clouds, and maybe a touch of an autumn-like feel with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Sunny, dry, and pleasant on Tuesday in the mid-70s before we rebound to 80 with mostly sunny skies on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Upper Mississippi Valley and Northern Plains. Increased instability and 30 to 35 knots of wind shear will support supercells today in this region, with strong wind gusts and large hail the primary risks. There's also a slight tornado risk in these areas through the afternoon and into the evening. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Fiona, located about 1,080 miles west of the Cape Verde Islands. Fiona is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour, and this general motion with some decrease in forward speed is expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some additional strengthening is possible today, followed by slow weakening through the weekend. At Mount Washington this morning, 70 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 46 degrees with a west wind at 31 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 32 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 64 degrees, the dew point 62. 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.01 inches, and it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 118 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 35 at Snake River Ranger Station, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with showers in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 81 degrees, the low 66. The average temperature, 74. That's 4 degrees above normal. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, 3.20 inches for the month, which is 1.17 inches above normal. And 22.71 inches for the year, which is 2.01 inches below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 80 degrees. The average low, 60. The record high, 95, set in 1913. And the record low, 40, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6.05 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7.52 p.m. 13 hours and 47 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, with highs in the lower to mid-80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Partly sunny with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm today, highs reaching the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog in the middle to upper 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, a few scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny with a few scattered showers and a thunderstorm today possible with highs in the mid 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows near 60. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny with a scattered shower, perhaps a thunderstorm today with highs in the middle 80s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog developing and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm with comfortable humidity, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit more humidity on Saturday, mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely on Sunday in the mid 80s. Back to the 70s with a nice northwest breeze and a mix of sun and clouds Monday. Sunny and pleasant mid 70s Tuesday, and more sunshine near 80 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.